got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Hey, good afternoon and welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where real estate professionals gather for the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors tell us if you're looking for a place to call home, there's no better time than right now to get in on the action, because today's real estate market is in recovery mode. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, Dorothy Jacks is in studio with some advice on filling out those Palm Beach County property tax forms everyone just received in the mail. She knows all the answers, and she's not charging you a penny for a dollar's worth of advice. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special report about a housewarming that got out of hand. You want to stay tuned for that. In our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder remembers hurricane scams from the past. Remember those $15 bags of ice? Hammer the Scammer directly after the news. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak. He's here with the latest way to spruce up your homeland, about 35 minutes away from our house. And then, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out all the home listings at our website, reachforhousing.com. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. Yeah. Before I get to the headlines, though, something very important I want to share with our audience. Going on right now at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Belvedere Road, it's Reach and Wells Fargo's Home Preservation Workshop event. If you're having trouble making mortgage payments, or if you're not having trouble, you'd just like to save $300 or $400 a month, there are many experts there, including all of the folks from the Reach Miami office and the Reach West Palm Beach office, and they're waiting for you with free advice. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know we've been talking about this for a while, and people have been signing up and getting appointments. If you go there today, you won't have an appointment, so you might have to partake in the free beverages and drinks while you wait. Or you could go over to the hotel bar and share some stories with some friends there while you wait. But it's today, and it continues until 6 o'clock this afternoon, and we hope that you will take advantage of this. Just grab your mortgage documents and tax returns and W-2s and that sort of thing, and hang out there and get some free advice. Okay, here we go. Mortgage shoppers increasingly are turning to credit unions to get a mortgage, according to a new study that was released by TransUnion. Also, despite continued signs of economic recovery, a growing number of millennials are moving back in with mom and dad. There's a recent study from FAU that finds that there's a discrepancy in mortgage rates paid by African Americans and white home buyers. And with home prices on the rise again, so is the value of the Save Our Homes tax break. We have an expert in studio about that one.
I think so.
Also, depending upon who you talk to, China's recent economic problems could spell good news, or maybe even bad news for Florida realtors. We'll look at that. And, of course, Erica has fizzled out, but she could represent sort of a test run for the insurance industry in South Florida. Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Well, great. When we return, Dorothy Jacks will help us fill out those pesky tax exemption forms. Better the form be properly filled out than not. When was the last time you filled out a property tax form? It's not the same as having your mom make you eat your peas and broccolis, but it has the same effect, I'm pretty sure.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back?
Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a special Reach Radio offer. Are you fed up with renting? Would you like to eliminate your monthly rent payment? If that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. It's where all the action resonates. It's the workshop that produces results. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other financing options. The next workshop is Sunday, September the 29th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is October 18th. It's every third Sunday, folks. And if you miss those and you want to get started sooner, September the 29th is the first-time homebuyers workshop in our Miami Kendall office, and September 13th and October the 11th is their dates for the first-time homebuyers if you want to head down there. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1 p.m. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, not to worry, you may pay at the door. These classes fill up pretty fast, folks, so you want to get in there, get your name on the list so you'll have a place to sit. For additional information about the first-time homebuyers workshop, times and dates, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. This first-time homebuyers workshop is mandatory if you would like to be qualified for government assistance. And we all know what a first-time homebuyer is. Of course, anyone that hasn't owned a home in the last three consecutive years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, our first guest serves as the Chief Deputy Property Appraiser for Palm Beach County. She's responsible for the office's public service functions, public records, and their award-winning property appraiser's website. And in her spare time, she serves on the board of the Women's Foundation of the Palm Beach County and the Friends of the Mandel Public Library. Dorothy Jacks, welcome again to Reach Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for taking your time off. And, you know, if it wouldn't have been for the hurricane, what? You'd have probably stayed at home and fixed up the house, right?
No, I was going to be here, hurricane or not.
No matter what. That's how loyal our Reach listeners are. So let's just give a little rundown about what you do at the office there, at the tax appraiser.
Sure, absolutely. We are one of the five constitutional officers, so we're a countywide agency. We're not overseen by the Board of County Commissioners. Rather, I work for a gentleman who's elected every 4 years, Gary Nicholas.
There you go.
And we are in charge of valuing property for tax purposes. We also administer property tax exemptions and manage the county's base map.
You don't use the property appraiser's dartboard, do you?
We try not to use the dartboard too often.
Just throw that dart.
Maybe
okay, that one's worth
while.
$10,000, and throw that one. No, I'm sure there's a calculated method in the way that that's put together, and a lot of painstaking work goes into that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We have 130 appraisers on staff, and that's what they're doing. They're looking at market values all over the county all the time and then setting values based on the trends in the market.
So it's a comparative consortium, right?
It is. It is.
That's kind of interesting. 130,000?
No, 130.
Oh, 130.
Appraisers.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
My headset was a little crackly, I believe. That's what that was. So that's taking values of your neighbor's property and the guy across the street. How far out do you stretch that?
We work in neighborhoods, and a neighborhood is not just defined as maybe the 200 homes near you, but can also be other neighborhoods that are similar in age, in size, in location also. Certainly, everybody knows with real estate, it's all about location.
And that's even what they say.
Even in our business, it is also. And we look at things like the square footage of a house is most important, and then whether it has a pool, whether it has a good view on a golf course, on water, all of those can affect the value.
Those are the factors, right?
Yes.
So now, when we get all that done, you have to fill out this massive form. I have a copy of it here. Let me just, there it is. There it is. This is what everyone just received in the mail, right?
Yes. We just recently, about a week ago, mailed 630,000 of these to every property owner in Palm Beach County.
Wow. And I got four of them, by the way.
Good. A good real estate investor.
That's it.
Yeah. The notice contains all the information about what taxes are going to be for 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's a state form mandated that every county does. So everybody in the state of Florida just recently received this form. And it gives you information about your market value, your exemptions, any benefits you're receiving, and also gives you an opportunity if you want to petition your value or object to your value, it explains how to do that.
That's kind of interesting.
Yes.
So what the people are saying is that's really too much. I think you made a mistake. I'd like for you to lower it.
Exactly. And I mean, that's what they're asking to do. And certainly when we're in the process of valuing 630,000 properties, occasionally one will slip through. So we do like to hear from people if they disagree with their market value. And then we can talk to them about it. And our phone numbers are on the reverse side of the form.
Oh.
And they can...
Let's give it to them anyway.
Sure.
Here you go. 561-355-2861. That's 561-355-2861. If you have any problems with the form, you don't understand it, you have a question, feel free to call, right?
Absolutely.
Good enough. Or you can check out their award-winning website at pbcgov.com/papa. P-A-P-A. That's kind of neat. You got to get a hold of your papa. So it's www.pbcgov.com/papa. And
that's
that'll
correct.
Get you right into their website. Now, I'm looking at the form, and I see three big columns here. Your property taxes last year, your property taxes this year, and your taxes this year. Why is those columns the same, two and three?
They're actually not exactly the same. They are both a potential look at what your taxes might be. Column two is the proposed tax rate is set by the taxing authorities. And then column three is if those same taxing authorities kept their last year budget divided by this year's total value, it comes up with usually a lower rate because more value means less tax to the individual. So when we talk to people about this form and they say, well, what's the bottom line? What are my taxes going to be? We always tell them that it's going to be no higher than the total of column two, which is in the middle of the form.
All right, we're getting close to that dartboard. Column one, column two, item three, line six.
Pick a column. Any column.
Exactly. No, actually, you know, we're saying it because we're on the radio and it's hard to see, but if when you have that form in your hand, there's three distinct columns there, and it tells that exactly what it is. So, and if you don't like the amount that's at the bottom, and it says total ad valorem.
Yes.
I knew I could get that. I had my MERS wixed. I got it.
That actually refers to special assessments. And the most commonly known one is the Solid Waste Authority. We all pay that
right.
for garbage collection.
Right.
So it's an assessment not based on the value of your property, but actually based on some form of use.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually add the value piece, which is in the three columns, with the non-ad valorem. It's ad valorem plus non-ad valorem gives you what your proposed 2015 taxes will be.
You know what the easiest thing to do is? 561-355-2861. Give them a call. If you're not clear on anything and you have a question, I'm sure you have a bank full of operators that are on call and ready to. And do I pay extra shipping and handling?
No extra shipping and handling, and we love to answer your questions and take your calls. We're very proud that we answer our phones, we don't have recordings, and we're happy to talk to you.
That's how it works, right? You said you mailed out 630,000 of these.
We did. We do that every year, and that's the number of properties there are in Palm Beach County. It's a big county.
Not 630,001, right? Just 630.
That's a rounded number.
I know that. And you mentioned that you spent 4 days, 24 hours a day, printing all these forms?
Yes, well, you can probably see it's quite a large form with a lot of data on it. And yes, we start a print run and we work for 4 days, 24 hours, for the paper to come off the printer and be ready to be put in the mail.
All right. Now, maybe this is a silly question, but why didn't you just start a week earlier and you only have to work like 6 8-hour days? You don't have to go 24 hours.
Yeah, you but know, it's funny. The printers that are used to print this type of document are so big and involved that the guys who run them, once they start, they want to finish it.
That's the way it goes. And let's see, $270,000 in postage.
Postage. Just the postage on this.
Don't you know anybody over at the post office that you could have got a deal?
I mean, you let us know if you know someone over there.
That's a lot of postage. Of course, these are pretty big, so it's probably not your, standard.
We do get them into a regular number 10 envelope. We fold them further and get them into those envelopes. But yes, it's just because it's such a big number of actual mailings.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Do you get in trouble and go to jail if you don't fill these out on time, or what's the deadline?
Actually, the most important thing is below the fold, there's information about market value. And this is the opportunity for a homeowner or a property owner to petition or object to their market value. And that's that number. It just says 2015 market value. Mm-hmm. And they have 25 days from the mailing to file a petition saying that they object to the market value. And that deadline is coming up on September 14th. Mm-hmm. So a couple more weeks here to do that. But what we recommend is you give us a call, and then we'll talk over with you your value. And then at that point, if you still feel that we can't get to a resolution, you should file a petition.
Folks, you can't beat that. They don't even, you don't charge extra for that, right?
There is a, here comes the, extra
here comes
special
the hammer.
There is a $15, not 50, but $15 filing fee for filing that petition. But still, it protects you and
sure.
It puts you, and what happens then is there's a sort of arbitration process. A special magistrate is involved, rather like a judge. The taxpayer and our office sit down and have a conversation about the value in front. And that magistrate makes a decision on the value.
It's sort of like a quid pro quo. You get something for something, right? You got to pay something, and you get something.
Well, I don't know about that, but
you can also do that online, right?
Yes, you can file a petition online separately from our office with the clerk of the court.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. You'll hang on, right? Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Great. After the break, they say a job's not done until the paperwork is finished. So sharpen up your pencil, and we'll take a closer look at the I's, the T's, and the lowercase J's. Want to make sure they're all dotted, crossed, and hooked. More with Dorothy Jax in about 90 seconds.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. And we have been speaking with Dorothy Jack. She serves as the Chief Deputy Property Appraiser for Palm Beach County. Thanks again, Dorothy, for coming in and spending your time with us this Saturday, this missed Hurricane Saturday, huh? How cool is that, huh? Okay, let's see. Tax form tricks that you could tell us? Is there a special, I mean, you guys designed a form, right? Or actually, you said the state designed the form and
yes,
every column and every dot and every comma, right?
Everything about the form is actually prescribed by the state of Florida, and the form looks substantially the same in every county in Florida. The couple things I would recommend is that you look to the very bottom of the form, to the exemption detail. Make sure that it's showing all the exemptions that you think you're qualified for, and give us a call if there's something missing.
What would they be? What would some of those exemptions be? How about how I'm old? Does that work?
You know, there are a number of different exemptions. Certainly the one most people are aware of is the homestead exemption, which is given to permanent residents. But, you know, it's important that you keep an eye on that you are still receiving it every year, and it's reflected on this notice. There's also additional senior exemptions for low-income seniors and veterans benefits and disability benefits. And, you know, some of them are not so big, but some of them are bigger and can be very helpful. But it's good if you've applied for one, especially to take a look and make sure it's on the form.
Right. Now, does the website pretty much explain to you all these? I mean, if you're a reading kind of person, you want to check it out, that would be www.pbc, obviously Palm Beach County, pbcgov.com/PAPA or PAPA, and that should give you a little better look at what they're expecting from you. Or, like we've been saying, just give them a call, 561-355-2861. It's also on the form that you received in the mail if you are a property owner.
And you can also, if you've misplaced the form, or maybe it came in and it went right back out into that big round bin next to your kitchen counter, you can also go on the website and download the form. You can look up your own property, and there is a view the trim notice. It's called the proposed tax notice. Truth and millage is what we use the expression trim for. But and you can download it yourself so you have a copy of it, or just take a look at it there and then give us a call. The website has lots of good information, too, about these exemption benefits and about how the process of capping works and that sort of thing.
Wow, that sounds complicated. But and if you're a renter, you don't need to worry about this at all, right? This doesn't even apply.
No, the notices go directly to the owners of property. So if you're renting, no, you're not receiving one of these notices unless you've agreed to pay your property taxes. Some cases, especially in commercial property, you'll see that sometimes. But no, renters don't need to be concerned about it.
But I have some advice for renters. If you're a renter and you don't want to be a renter and you want to pay these taxes, in other words, you want to become a homeowner, I would call the good folks at REACH. And you know that number, 855-487-3224. And they'll help you get into a home, and then we'll reintroduce you to Ms. Jax here, and we'll get you on the road to paying your taxes. That sounds fun and exciting.
Well, you know, home ownership is wonderful. Just the, you have something you own then, certainly. But
actually, it is. I was being a little sarcastic.
Absolutely, no. But I was going to say property taxes in Florida. Remember that there's no income tax in Florida.
Yay!
So property tax is quite a big piece of the local government revenue drivers. And so, yeah, they seem a little higher than maybe they are in some other states, people coming from other states. But always remember that there is no income tax. So we make up the tax one way or another.
Yeah, somewhere you have to pay the bills.
So, absolutely.
That's got to be done. Just a little friendly advice. If you have a piece of property somewhere else in the world, in the U.S., don't try to claim that homestead exemption on the cheaper property, because you can only do it once.
Absolutely. Residency benefits only in one place at a time.
Yeah, I know. Darn it. What are you going to do? All right. Dorothy, thanks for coming in again. We appreciate the time and perfect timing, because these are out and people need to know what to do with them. And if you're lost and you don't know what to do, what's the number? 561-355-2861. Give them a call, and they will help you out. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the REACH Radio Show. Directly after the news, Hammer the Scammer, Rick Snyder, reinvestigates hurricane scams. The last time South Florida had one was about 10 years ago. Hurricane Wilma, I think, said that's coming up. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in our house today with some ways to spruce up your homeland, one branch at a time. That's coming up in our house segment. And then REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org, and remember to click on the property listings button in the blue menu bar up at the top. That's reach4housing.org. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's REACH Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a man who can tell your future just by looking through your appointment book. It's REACH Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
I see a dentist appointment on Thursday.
Yeah. Here's the news. Mortgage shoppers increasingly are turning to credit unions to get a mortgage, according to new research by TransUnion. Credit Union's share of all mortgage originations has grown considerably over the past couple of years, from 7% in the first quarter of 2013 to 11% in the first quarter of 2015, according to TransUnion. Credit Union saw 25% growth in non-prime mortgage origination in the first quarter of 2015, as the rest of the industry increased at just 4%. As the U.S. economy continues to recover, non-prime mortgage originations are growing for both credit unions and the rest of the industry. Historically, credit unions have seen lower delinquency rates than the rest of the industry, and their focus on membership expansion makes them pretty well positioned to take advantage of this kind of growth. Despite continued signs of economic recovery, a growing number of millennials are moving back in with dear old mom and dad. The percentage of millennials living with their parents increased from 24% in 2010 to 26% in the first part of this year, according to the Pew Research Center. The study, which was released last week, compares figures in 2010 because it was the beginning of the economic recovery and one of the worst years for the labor market, according to Richard Fry. Mr. Fry is a senior economist at Pew Research. This is despite a lower unemployment rate. In 2010, the rate was 12.4%. Now it's about 7.7, and Pew defines millennials as young people between the ages of 18 and 34. While the research didn't uncover why more millennials are living at home, they do suspect that it might be because living in your home, in your parents' home in your 20s, has become more acceptable. He says ballooning student loan debt is likely one of the causes. A recent study suggesting one minority group pays higher mortgage rate. A Florida Atlantic University study found there is a discrepancy in mortgage rates paid by African Americans and white home buyers. The study found that on average, African American borrowers pay about 29 basis points more per loan than the average Caucasian buyer. Young African Americans with low education and those with low incomes pay the highest, according to the study. There is some suggestion that African American women may suffer the most from any unfairness in lending practices. They're charged, on average, 0.58% more than Caucasian counterparts. The researchers believe that their findings could lead to policy changes for the industry, which would help to level the playing field. Now, according to the study, that means paying $82.86 per month more for mortgages, assuming a $250,000 30-year mortgage at a rate of 3.75. The study was conducted by using data from three versions of the U.S. Survey of Consumer Finance. The researchers plan on conducting a similar follow-up study using lender data. With home prices on the rise again, so is the value of the Save Our Homes tax break. The 20-year-old tax policy voted into Florida's Constitution says that homesteaded properties' taxable value can't go up by more than 3% a year. In the bubble days of 2006, the tax rule shielded $48 billion in Palm Beach County property taxes. By 2012, that figure went down to 6.7. 48 to 6.7. Now, though, it's starting to come back. In 2015, the break will shield $23.5 billion from property taxes. That's up from 16.5 last year, according to property appraiser Gary Nicholas. Depending upon who you talk to, China's recent economic recovery or their economic problems could spell good news or maybe bad news for Florida realtors. China devalued its currency, the yuan, in mid-August. And on Monday, the Chinese stock market dropped about 8.5 points in one day. But experts differ over whether the effect will have a big effect, whether this will have a big effect on real estate sales. The devaluation of the yuan will make Florida real estate relatively more costly to Chinese investors. On the other hand, Chinese current devaluation might have a positive indirect attitude on U.S. mortgage rates. South Florida homeowners, although beset with the highest average homeowner insurance rates in the nation, can take some solace in a new study. They concluded that credit histories are not being used to drive those rates higher. A new study by Quadrant Information Services, commissioned by InsuranceQuotes.com, found that 95% of insurance companies use credit scores to help homeowners' insurance rates, to help set those rates in 47 states where it's allowed. Of those 47 states, credit scores had zero effect in only one, Florida. The three states that ban the use of credit scores in setting insurance rates are California, Maryland, and Massachusetts. A Western Pennsylvania couple who bought a neighboring vacant house because they feared it was a fire hazard. Turns out they were right. Bradley and Penny Mason bought the house. They intended to tear it down. It's located just feet away from their home. Well, it caught fire while they were at the county courthouse signing the deed. A neighbor called 911 to report the fire at about 3 p.m. on Wednesday, and fire officials had determined the origin was suspicious, as they say. The fire marshal is still investigating the cause. Penny Mason tells the newspaper of her hometown that the house had been sitting empty for a couple of years. They didn't even know about the fire until the fire department was called. Also, I have a quick reminder for everybody before I say goodbye, and that is that right now at the Embassy Suites Hotel at the corner of Belvedere and Congress across from the airport, all of the REACH counselors have gathered together along with mortgage writers from Wells Fargo, and they're there giving you free advice. So if you have trouble making your mortgage payments, or if you'd just like to save $300 or $400 a month on your mortgage, free advice is waiting for you right now. Just go to the Embassy Suites Hotel right across from the airport, bring mortgage documents, tax returns, W-2 forms, and meet the nice folks from REACH, both the West Palm Beach office and the Miami office, the guys from Wells Fargo, and they will be happy to take care of any problems you might have. Again, that's now through 6 o'clock this evening at the Embassy Suites Hotel, 1601 Belvedere Road, right across from the airport. Bring your goodies with you, enjoy some snacks, enjoy some beverages, sit at the bar, have some fun, and say hi to everybody from REACH, from the REACH Radio Show. And that, my friends, is the news.
This is REACH Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by reachforhousing.org. They say you can reach for the dream in 2015 simply because you can. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is about to unfold ye old hurricane scams. Remember the $15 bag of ice and the $5 bottles of water?
That was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, 10 years since the last time we had a hurricane here in South Florida, and it looks like we're going to miss this one, too.
Yeah, it looks like it's way gone. It's at least going to be a long way from here west. So we're
let her run.
It's very humid out today. If you're outside, you feel that humidity. I'm sure that's from results from the storm. But we do have some tips in case there's another one coming.
Oh, they're probably. I predict.
Thank you, Alan.
Here's a prognostication
there
for
you.
Yeah.
The IRS warns consumers of possible scams relating to hurricanes. The Internal Revenue Service, they're looking out for us, Alan. You know that. They've issued a consumer alert about possible scams taking place after a hurricane. It's common for scam artists to impersonate charities to get money or private information from well-intentioned taxpayers. Such fraudulent schemes may involve contact by phone, social media, or in-person solicitations. Additionally, scammers often send emails that steer the recipient to bogus websites that sound as though they're affiliated with legitimate charitable causes. The IRS cautions both hurricane victims and people wishing to make disaster-related charitable donations to avoid scam artists by following these tips. You'll hear these tips, and you'll probably hear things we've said before. To help disaster victims, donate only to recognize charities. Be wary of charities with names that are similar to familiar or nationally known organizations. Some phony charities use names or websites that sound or look like those of respected, legitimate organizations. The IRS website at irs.gov has a search feature called Exempt Organizations Select Check that allows people to find legitimate, qualified charities to which donations may be tax deductible. Legitimate charities may also be found on the FEMA website at FEMA.gov. That's FEMA.gov. When you do this, don't give out personal financial information. They don't ask you for this. The legitimate charities do not ask you for personal information, such as social security numbers, credit card or bank account numbers, and passwords to anyone who solicits a contribution from you. Scam artists may use this information. Nah, they will.
Yeah.
They'll use this information to steal your identity and your money. Don't give or send cash. For security and tax record purposes, contribute by check or credit card or another way that provides documentation of the gift. IRS has a phone number. You can call them at 1-866-562-5227. This is a toll-free disaster assistance telephone number. So if there is
Give that again.
the number?
Yeah.
I will. 866-562-5227. If you're a hurricane victim with specific questions about tax relief or disaster-related tax issues, I've noticed that everybody rushes to get prepared for the hurricanes.
Sure.
And then the hurricane misses us. So,
well, not every time.
Not every time, but it's missed this time. I went to get gas on the way here this morning, and there was nobody at the gas pumps. They told me yesterday there were 20-minute waits at some of the gas stations. Everyone filled up yesterday. Scam artists use a variety of tactics. Some scammers operating bogus charities may contact you by phone to solicit money or financial information. They may directly contact disaster victims and claim to be working for or on behalf of the IRS to help the victims file casualty loss claims and get tax refunds.
For a fee.
Or just for those numbers.
Yeah,
Social security numbers.
Sure.
Account numbers. We'll get this money right in your account. No.
That's true. You know, they don't care if they're filling the form out because they're not going to do anything with it. They're just falsely filling out a form to gather information.
They want your information so they can get your identity and
I'm sure they make you feel real nice. Don't worry, ma'am. We're going to get this filed for you. We're going to get that new patio put back in the house.
Taxpayers suspecting disaster-related frauds should visit IRS.gov and search for the keywords report phishing. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G.
Different kind of phishing.
Right? That's right. More information about tax scams and schemes may be found at IRS.gov using the keywords scams and schemes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and this does not apply today, but it may apply at the next hurricane. And Alan has mentioned a number of times so far this morning the $15 bags of ice.
Yeah.
That's a gouge. Gasoline now at under $2.20.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's $2.85, $3.25. That's a gouge. If you feel that you have been gouged, price gouged during a disaster, call the Florida Price Gouging Hotline. You might jot this number down: 1-866-966-7226. Florida Price Gouging Hotline: 1-866-966-7226. And that's our hammer of the scammer today. And we will do that. So keep those numbers handy. Keep them in mind. We want to hammer the scammer.
L Scammo.
Yeah, they're not scamming today. It's too nice a day.
No. And, you know, you have to remember something, folks. These guys that do these scams, I mean, we're having a hurricane here in Florida, say, and they're in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not feeling any pain.
Or India.
Exactly. And they'll call you up and, well, yeah, I know you're having problems and we're here to help.
That's very good, Alan. You sound like you're scamming me here.
Hey, I have a scam for you. Let me see your wallet.
We thank Pat Tracy for sponsoring the Hammer of the Scammer, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We appreciate that. We got them every week,
yep.
And more coming.
All right. Well, we would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated and properly vouched for. And a big hat tip to Roy Strohacker. He's fighting a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American gallbladder. We wish you wellness, brother. Get well. Also, if you are encouraged to check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com. You may listen to this week's show over and over and over again if you want to. And all the show archives are there and past shows. And there's also a button there if you'd like to email us, if you have a comment about the show or you'd like to tell us to go somewhere, do something. That's fine. We'll do that. And that's where you get all that done. That's reachradioshow.com. All right. There you go. When we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are incredibly low. And if you're a vet, thank you for your service and welcome to 100% home financing. No down payment for qualified vets. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance. I mean, that makes good sense. You also receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call Reach Counselors right now and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, things are better than you think. Just call 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Reach also offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. Reach also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling. Free of charge. Let me say that just one more time. Free of charge. Folks, if you've got someone that's offering to take care of a foreclosure or a modification for you, and they want to charge you a fee, an upfront fee, or anything like that, forget about it, as they say. That raises a red flag. It's free of charge, and you know why? It's mandated by the federal government that it does be free of charge. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every single day. Reach counselors know what the banks need before they even ask for it. That's because Reach works with the government agencies that make all the rules. Remember Simone Griffin? We had her on the show a few weeks ago there. They're up in D.C. Those are the ones that make the rules, and we follow them. How
Simone
easy is
the
that?
President of Home Free USA, and Reach is affiliated with Home Free USA so that we can bring you all these first-time home buyers classes.
Exactly. I recommend that you call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All the classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. That's what we do. It's our charge for you. The owners of Reach, Pat and Dick Tracy, and Jack Tracy. I'll get that. Well, Dick's the other guy.
He's his brother.
He's the brother.
Yeah.
It's a family affair, folks, and that's what they do. They're big-hearted people, and, of course, you know this is a 501c3 corporation, and we're not here to make money. We're here to help you get into a home.
We learned a lot today from our guest earlier in the show, Dorothy Jacks.
Yeah.
Dorothy brought in one of these. This is your proposed property tax.
Hold on. Let me get mine out.
Okay. There you go.
There it is.
Woohoo! You don't have to fill anything out. When you receive this, it's all filled out. You've got to look at it, though. It's somewhat confusing if it's not explained to you. And she really did a great job talking about column 1, column 2, column 3. If you're a property owner, you probably have one in your hand, or at least are about to get them.
They mailed them out already. 630,000 plus forms they mailed out.
Every homeowner in Palm Beach County.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
And that is a big job. But look them over. I thought it was very interesting that you can change your tax bill.
Right.
Under the fold where it says value information, there's a box that says market value. Last year, $100,000, and this is listed on the form.
Right.
This year,
this is just a makeup form.
Yeah, this is the sample form.
Right.
Look at last year's information and this year's information. We had many years go by where the property values sunk.
Sure.
And get lower and lower and lower. You can lower your taxes, but you have to take steps to do it. And to the left of the market value information, it will outline how you petition the tax people to help lower the value. Check the Value Adjustment Board on or before September 14th. You still have a couple of weeks to do this. There's a fee to file, but Alan, do you have that phone number? Because
I do. It's right here. It's 561-355-6289. And you could just call and ask questions. Dorothy Jack sat right here and said, just call.
Yeah, they have operators there to talk to you. And this, of course, if you have a question on the value of your home.
Right.
Now, I know my home. I bought it on the day the market hit the top.
You have a home on the range, don't you?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
I know that my value has dropped considerably. It's inching its way back up, but I'm glad. If you read this over item by item, you can pretty much figure it out yourself. But we are here to help, and so we advise you take a look at the form. And if you have a question on the value of your home from last year to this year, call the Palm Beach Property Appraiser's Office.
Right. Now, you know what? The number I gave out is the number that they have on their form for the offices. But Dorothy Jacks gave me her private number.
Oh, well, she's going to love
this. We're going to give that out. It's 561-355-2861. Again, 561-355-2861. Give them a call if you have any questions or problems. Dorothy said they have about 130 agents online that could help you out there. They'll answer all the questions for you. You know why? Because they're paid to do that.
That's right. They are the Palm Beach County tax appraisers.
Right. And this only happens once a year, so it's not a big deal. I mean, the form is pretty comprehensive. It's well laid out. It doesn't take long to take a look over it and see where you stand on the values of your home and all that good stuff, and you'd be ready to go, huh?
We're ready to go now.
You think so?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
let's get into this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, and it's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates, and her phone number is, I know we're giving you a lot of phone numbers, folks, but you know what you do? You hit the record button on your smartphone and just put it up to the radio, and we'll here we go. 3, 2, 1. 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. That's the number for Pat Tracy and Associates. You could give them a call right now. You write that number down or store it in your phone, because one fine day you're going to need that number. Selected properties are online and await your selection. This is the smart way to shop. Several listeners have already purchased homes by checking through our Spotlight Home of the Week. If you remember Lloyd, the loyal listener, he was shocked to learn that his veterans' benefits were still available to him.
How did he learn that, Alan?
He listened to us on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, he came into the show one day, and he sat here and said, I was driving a truck, and I parked it to unload, and I was just sitting in the cab, and I was listening to the radio, and he said, I heard you guys saying, call now, and if you're a vet, call now. And he said, you know what? He said, I decided just to give it a shot, and I called. And he's got his new home. We were there the day, actually he called us on the phone and said, I'm getting the keys to my new home right now. That was kind of exciting and nice to do, because we didn't have any idea that we had such a loyal listener there. And I guess we do talk about a lot of crazy, nutty stuff here on the show. So.
Well, but Lloyd learned how to get his house practically. He didn't have a down payment, is that right?
No, he didn't.
No down payment. No down payment. So as a veteran, these benefits are available to you, and you can learn how to put them in action by calling REACH.
Oh, what? No, we call Pat Tracy and Associates on this one. 561-351-8000. That's Pat's cell phone. You could call her right now. I'm pretty sure you could call her, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think so, too.
561-351-8000. Hey, if you just want to call her up and say hi, you know, that's good. Or you could also check out our property listings at reachforhousing.org. It's reach, the number 4, housing.org, and see which property is right for you. You can go there and take a look at that right now. www.reach4housing.org. And click on that blue property listings tab there at the top of the screen. And once you get into that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you're a veteran and want to learn more about this right now, this minute, you can find Pat Tracy at our event that's going on today.
Oh, yeah, the Wells Fargo event over there at the Embassy Suites.
Right, and that's happening now.
Right. Okay, yeah, you could. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you call her on the phone at 561-351-8000, I'm sure she'll answer. And again, if you take a look at the property listings page at reachforhousing.org, on the I guess at the right-hand column there, there's a search or a filter bar that you can take a look at any house that we have, and you could look by the number of bedrooms. You could search by
location,
the price. Everything's right there. Makes it a lot easier to use. It's safe, and you won't stink.
That's and this is just one more free service that Reach provides. Mm-hmm. A lot of the services at Reach are free. There is a small charge for the first-time home buyer class. I've personally sent people to that class who I've discussed buying a home with, and if you haven't purchased a home in 3 years or more,
3 years, right?
No matter how many homes you've owned in the past, you're a first-time home buyer. The rules are,
you know, sometimes I wonder about that, you know. I mean, gee whiz, why even have rules?
Well, you do need the rules. But check out the Reach website at reachforhousing.org, Reach the number 4, housing.org. And if you are in the market for a house, this is a very good time to do it. Prices are definitely inching up, so interest rates are still low. How can you say no? Go buy a house.
Absolutely.
Let Reach help you.
Yeah, this is the time. The market's right. You know, we talked about this in the past, about how the banks were actually holding foreclosed properties.
That's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. But, I mean, we knew they did it. That was the point. They actually held back. You know the old story, folks. It's called supply and demand. If there's a low supply, there's a big demand. So the banks actually held back all certain properties until the timing was right. Well, that timing came. That timing went. And now, pretty much, all the houses are out there. The market is in recovery. That's what all the smart folks say. Even though I've heard a couple of them lately saying that we may be looking at another bubble, or we flattened out.
Yeah.
So, hey, if we flattened out, this is the time to buy right now.
Right, absolutely. Right now is a good time. Houses are available. Remember, we used to talk a lot about the state of Florida leading the nation
number
of foreclosures.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, we're number one.
Yeah. Well, those days are pretty much over. The foreclosures are kind of going away.
Right.
And it's time. It really is time. Find yourself a good realtor. Call Reach to learn how to do this. And you are on your way to home ownership.
Woohoo! Let me tell you, it 5 months ago was a better time to buy.
Too late.
Ten months ago was even better to buy. But right now, today, is the best time to buy today. And you know, if you keep waiting, what we just talked about, you know, 5 months ago was better.
Yep.
Well, in 5 months from now, it may not be as good as it is today.
That's right.
So just remember, in 2 days from now, tomorrow will be yesterday.
Go down to the Embassy Suites right now and find out more, because Wells Fargo is helping sponsor a very, very interesting show. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
No?
Yeah, I believe so. The Wells Fargo Home Buyer Workshop. I mean, how can you miss that? All the folks are there. Like Steve said earlier in the show, the folks from Miami are there. The folks from the Palm Beach office are there. Everything you need to know, all the Wells Fargo folks are there.
Mortgage
information. They probably get you a loan written today if you brought all your information in. Yeah. There you go. Well, that's about all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And we would like to thank Dorothy Jacks for stopping by. And remember this, coming up September the 26th, the Bicota Masonic Lodge number 333 hosts their first car and bike show over at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth. Mark your calendars and click on the date. A car and bike show located in the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth, Florida. You could also check that out on our reachforhousing.org website. There you go. We'll see you next week, live, noon to 1.
Ain't got no home, I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.